right now, your current situation is the consequence of a whole bunch of bad choices that's just ruining your life. Anytime that you have a free moment, you do something that's non-productive. In other words, you do something that's a distraction towards the better version of yourself.
Real business.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast with myself, Trevor Cowley. I'm going to keep this one short and sweet for you, direct to the point. I do value your guys' time, and the last thing that I want to do is take away from things that you should be focused on, whether it's your business, whether it's your family, whether it's your health. Hell, some of you may be listening to this while you're running or lifting or, you know, doing something to move your body to, you know, get healthier. But I want to use an analogy for you just to kind of set the stage for the podcast today. The analogy is, what happens when you drink too much? What happens the next day? Besides the fact that you may make a fool of yourself, obviously, the night before, and you may wake up with some regrets of things that you said or did or people that you called or, you know, there's a lot of things that could happen, but that's not what I'm talking about. What happens the day after you drink too much is usually you feel like crap. Obviously, you'll have a hangover, right? And this is you just sitting in a consequence of making a bad choice the night before, and it ruins your entire day. So now that we've focused on one event, one situation, that this bad choice or decision has the ability to ruin an entire day, let's broaden it a little bit, okay? Let's open it up and make this a lot wider. I want to challenge you to think this way. If somebody right now is down or depressed or has low self-esteem or doesn't have confidence, you know, the challenge that I have for you is to think about this. What happens is if right now your current situation is the consequence of a whole bunch of bad choices that's just ruining your life. Anytime that you have a free moment, you do something that's non-productive. In other words, you do something that's a distraction towards the better version of yourself. You've got two options. I believe that there is no net zero. You're either making progress or you're degressing, right? And either you're spending time with family, that's making progress in an area that you deemed a priority in your life, right? Either you're sitting on the couch, you're vegging out and, you know, watching mindless TV, that's you degressing. And so if we look at every single decision that we're making as a no net zero type decision, is this making me better? Am I progressing because of it? Or am I getting worse? I think that you'll start seeing some advances in your business. I think that you'll start seeing advances in your relationships. I think that you would see advances in your health, mentally and physically, right? And so think about that. Are you dealing with bad choices hangover right now? Is that what you're currently experiencing with your life? Because you weren't designed to be down or depressed or have anxiety. That's not the human design. Now, I get that there's, you know, a one percentile of people that might have a condition or, you know, something, there's some imbalances happening. Like, that's true and that's real. But the fact that depression's at an all-time high, anxiety's at an all-time high, you know, mental health is at an all-time low, like, there's something going on here. And what's going on is you're living in your bad choice hangover. This is a consequence of something, right? You get a headache, that's a symptom, but what's creating the headache? Is it lack of hydration? What's creating the anxiety? What's creating the depression? What's creating low self-esteem? And we can probably open your history book of the last week, the last month, the last few years, and we could easily spot why you're feeling what you're feeling or why you're going through what you're going through. And so you would have to make a decision and take a look at all of your past choices and say, these decisions are not affecting me in a way that is congruent with the way that I want to live. So I have to start making different choices. And if you naturally want to do something, that's obviously a decision that you probably should shy away from, because that decision has led you where you are today. And now you're sitting in the consequence of a lot of bad choices, and you're dealing with low self-esteem, depression, or anxiety. So, in other words, your past decisions have come back just to rear its ugly head, right? So, do you really have depression? Do you really have anxiety? I don't know. Maybe it is true, but you could pop a pill and try to get rid of the symptom, but what's causing it? Like, if you want to just continue to go about the life the way that you always have, you're going to have to always deal with what you're currently dealing with. And if you can wake up every single day and say, I'm not looking forward to today, I don't feel good in my body and mind, something is off and something's got to give. Nothing externally is going to come into your environment or into your situation or go directly to you and say, you have to change, and then wake you up at a certain time, make you listen to certain things, put you in certain environments, force you to move your body. Like, these are things that will move the needle. These are things that you have to be very proactive about and be very intentional with, or else it's just not going to happen. Like, it's so easy to fall into negative thinking that if you don't wake up with your armor on every single day, willing to go to battle and fight that fight, you're going to lose the war. And right now, you might be sitting in a situation where you've lost a lot of battles, but you haven't lost the war yet. You still have a lot of life left in you and a lot of decisions that need to be made. So you're either going to be very proactive and change the decisions that you've made up to this point, or you're going to be very reactive and fall into the exact same patterns that you always have. In other words, you already now know what your life looks like for the next 5 years, 10 years. It's very predictable. If you want to be different, like if you want a real different outcome, you have to do different. And what I mean is not just necessarily different than the choices that you've made. Look at society and the decisions that they're making and literally go complete opposite of it. If the majority of people don't move their body and don't exercise, move your body and exercise. Like, if the majority of people aren't reading books, read books. I think the stat is there's like 3% of people that read books after they get out of high school or college. If the majority of people aren't listening to, you know, podcasts that fill their soul or make their mind move in a way that will create progress in their life, then do that. If the majority of people are hanging around in bars or low frequency areas, seclude yourself from those areas and create either different environments or put yourself in an environment where you're with yourself and just by yourself to where you can connect with you. Maybe you're at a low place because you don't even know who you are and you're not connected with yourself because you use other people or other things as distractions from getting to know who you are as an individual, what you're about, what your passions are, what your purpose is. All of that lies within you and nobody else can discover that but you. You're going to have to do some soul searching. It's a rough, lonely, scary journey. Nobody can make it not lonely, not scary, not uncomfortable, unfamiliar, like whatever you want to put it, right? Like, anybody that's ever done anything great has had to go into no man's land and say, I am walking away from my old life. I am walking away from my old habits. I am walking away from my old friends. I am walking away from the way that I've always done business, and I'm going to change. This gives you the highest probability of success for change. And if you don't like your current outcome, that's what you must do, right? If you want above average mental health or physical health or finances, then you're going to be required to do what few are willing to do. If everybody's out there spending money getting new houses or new cars, then you might have to stay in the same rickety apartment or the same rickety house while everybody else is moving up. You might have to drive the exact same vehicle while everybody else around you is getting new vehicles. You might not be able to take the vacations while everybody else around you is taking vacations. If you want the result of few, you must do what few do. There's people that look at other people 10, 15 years down the road, man, they're lucky. Look at that. They're now able to travel with a lot more ease and comfort, and everybody else is still upgrading their cars, upgrading their houses, still taking the same vacations, still living paycheck to paycheck. If you delay gratification for an extended period of time, it's going to increase your self-worth. It's going to increase your confidence. That's a fact. Okay, if you have low self-esteem, that just means that you have the physical evidence, you have the data on yourself to show you that you don't care about you enough to invest any time or energy or effort into yourself. You won't get up and move your body. You won't spend time alone reading books, listening to positive information. You won't invest into masterminds or environments that are of growth. Your mind has that data on you. Why do you believe that you should have confidence or high self-worth if you don't have the data to prove that you've done the work on you in order for that to be the result? It's not that complicated, guys. We have to get on the other side of ourselves, the self that has put us in a situation that we don't want to be in. It's really not that difficult. In execution, it's very difficult. Getting up and running 10 miles every day is giving me physical evidence to my brain, and every day there's a deposit going in the back of my mind. I'm different. I'm different. I'm different. And guess what? If I start seeing that I'm different, I'm going to start feeling like I'm different. And if I start feeling like I'm different, I'm going to start acting like I'm different. And if I start acting like I'm different, I'm probably going to get results that are different. All of these things matter. And if you're not doing what you should be doing, you're not going to be deserving of the outcome that you so desire, that everybody else desires. The 99% all want what the 1% have. The difference is the 1%, the few, are willing to do more. They're willing to invest more time, energy, and effort into themselves. They're developing themselves so that they can show up in their business better. They can show up as a leader better, as a manager better, show up in their homes better, show up as a friend better. Let's remove words from existence. If we remove words and somebody was following you around for a week and looked at your daily actions, could they tell whether you should have high self-worth, low self-worth, high confidence, low confidence? Could they tell what you deem a priority in your life? Maybe you're not congruent with what you say, and that's why you have low self-esteem. Maybe you're not congruent with what you say, and that's why people don't respect you. You say that you want good health. You say that you want good finances, but you lack impulse control. So when it's time to go out and eat and you say that you're going to eat well, but then you look at the menu, then you choose that thing that is just natural for you to always choose that got you into the body that you're in, which affects your mental health because you now know that you're not incongruent with where you say that you want to be. If you say that you want success, but you're not living a life of success outside of your business, even outside of your finances, you're not living incongruent with what you say. It's not that difficult, guys. Don't say anything that you don't mean. Start very, very small. Nick behind the camera here, he's done 2 miles every single day all year. 3 weeks into it, I said, well, what else are you doing? You already do 2 miles every day. Okay, well, let's add 25 pushups every night. He's not having to do 250 pushups every night. It doesn't have to be extreme. And I've watched him morph. I've watched him change. His confidence is increasing. His body is changing because he's getting 2 miles a day in, and now he's doing 25 pushups a day. Guess what? He's now going to be increasing his pushups to 30 to 35 pushups a day. He's some days now increasing, instead of 2 miles, he's touching 3 miles. It doesn't have to be big or crazy, but it does have to be a commitment that you make that you're willing to honor. It doesn't matter if, hey, I'm going to go for a 30-minute walk every single day. It doesn't matter if it snows. It doesn't matter if it rains. It doesn't matter if it's dark outside because you got busy during the day. Will you honor that thing that you said you're going to do and create a deposit in your mind that you are who you say you are and that you're deserving of high self-esteem and high confidence so that you have the ability to show up in your business a little bit different, so that you have the ability to show up in your home a little bit different? Maybe you're treating people in your home or in your business a little less than your best because you don't feel good about who you are, and it's easier to utilize other people to take something out on that you really actually feel about yourself. Start removing the bad decisions that you've been making in your life. Look, I have 4 DUIs on my record. I was a heroin addict for 3 years. I didn't do well in high school. There's a lot of things that affected me in a negative way into my life because they were bad decisions that I made. That is a bad decision hangover. My DUIs followed with me for many, many years, all the way to point 14 years later, me taking, you know, flight lessons, trying to become a pilot. And when I went to go get my medical exam, they said, "Do you have any DUIs?" And I said, "Yeah." They said, "More than one?" And I said, "Yeah." They said, "You're going to have to go fight with the FAA then about getting your pilot's license." Obviously, I understand why there's restrictions and why there's, you know, red tape in the situation, but something that happened 14 years prior is still creating what we call a bad decision hangover. I'm still sitting in the consequence of decisions that I made 14 years earlier. Now, the majority of decisions that you're making on a day-to-day basis can be changed, and within 6 to 12 months, you could see a lot of progress in your life. Not all of the bad decisions that you've been making are going to follow you around for 14 years like the bad decisions that I have made, right? But I've made plenty of good decisions in between that time frame that's put me in a situation where I'm able to control my schedule. I don't come into the office at all before my 10-mile run and before I hit the gym for 45 minutes. I've designed my life based upon the fact that I've made enough good decisions that I have the ability to do that. Aren't we out here trying to build a life where we have time freedom? And the reason why I did that is because somebody asked a question one time. Well, let's say, for instance, you have all the money that you need tomorrow. Like, now what? What are you going to do with your time? And I was thinking about it, and I said, well, I really enjoy fitness. I would probably push myself physically. I'd get up early, I'd run, then I would hit the gym. And then as I started kind of thinking about it, and I was like, well, why would I need to wait in order to create that type of a life, right? Why can't I design that right now? Maybe you're resenting your business and the very thing that brings in the income to your family because you believe that it's creating a situation where you don't have time freedom and you're not able to do some of the things that you would like to do. Maybe you're not able to do some of the things that you would like to do because you're living with the bad decisions that you've made. Maybe you haven't delegated enough in your business. Maybe you haven't created the systems and processes that you need in order to have other people know what they should be doing. Maybe you don't have checklists so that the employees don't know what a home run looks like in your organization. Maybe you've been such a control freak in your business for so long that nobody can do what I can do, so that you've put yourself in the situation that you're currently sitting in. Maybe you're such a giver that you never ask for payment when you're giving value to other people, and then you resent other people for receiving the value that you're giving them without offering you. Like, there's so many situations that we put ourselves in that can create resentment towards things, whether it's our business, whether it's other people. These are decisions that we've made that's creating resentments within us rather than designing our life exactly how we want it designed by making a ton of good decisions over an extended period of time, which slowly gets you time freedom to where you can start designing your day a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. So I show up at the office anywhere from 10:30 to 11, and I'm in the office till usually about 5 or 6 in the, I work 6 or 7 hours. On Wednesdays, I don't normally come in. Wednesdays are my me day. Today's a Wednesday that I'm recording this. I'm coming in legitimately for 2 hours today. Prior to this, I was at the gym. Prior to that, I was at this place called Stretch Labs where they were stretching me out so that I can keep running my 10 miles. A little bit later this afternoon, I'm going to go get a 90-minute massage because it's a me day. And guess what? I don't want low self-esteem. I want to give my mind evidence that I'm willing to invest into myself and take care of me. I want me to have confidence. And part of me having high self-esteem and having confidence is creating a routine that's absolutely undeniable that I know that very few could ever execute on. And part of the maintenance of that execution and that type of a lifestyle requires me to do what? Take good care of myself so that I have the ability to continue to do it and endure what I need to endure so that I can become who I need to become, so that I can impact those that need to be impacted. I'm on a mission to do something. And I know that every decision that I make has the ability to affect the future me. And I want the future me to sit in a situation and have a good consequence based upon the fact that the version of me that was a week ago, a month ago, or a year ago were making such good decisions that the future me is sitting in a consequence that is good, not bad, not depression, not anxiety, not, you know, low self-esteem or low confidence. This is like a pandemic. This is a big, big problem in the world right now. I'm not talking about just in entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is huge. Entrepreneurship, a lot of people are dealing with depression. A lot of people are dealing with anxiety. My guess is you're dealing with a little too much. You're not delegating enough. You think that you need to control everything. You have way too much screen time on your phone. You're not moving your body in the way that you should. You're not surrounding yourself with the people that you should. And the distractions that you use to remove yourself from all of these other bad choices are negative, whether it's drugs, whether it's alcohol, whether it's pornography. Like, we have to start getting our decisions in check so that we have the ability to have a high probability of success in feeling the emotions that we want to feel. There are decisions that you're not making that have the ability to impact you in a positive way. And this episode is about challenging you in a way where you reflect on the decisions that you're making. I think that drugs, alcohol, pornography, you know, binge watching TV, all of these things have the ability to take away from you being the best version of you that you were designed to be. I believe that. You may believe something completely different. The question is, are you living in a result that you like? And if you are, keep doing what you're doing. If you're not, there's changes that need to be made, and start taking stuff off the table. Start taking these bad decisions and throwing them away and being intentional about how you live your life so that you can have an intentional type result. And that at that point, that and only then, you become deserving of the result. But don't wish for a result that you're not deserving of, because you're going to create more stress, more headaches, wanting to be somewhere that doesn't match the decisions or are not congruent with the choices that you make on a day-to-day basis. And so don't create unfair expectations or false expectations of where you should be off of decisions that you're not making, guys. So love you as always. Please rate and review the show. Share the show with somebody that you love and care about. And if you guys are ready to level up, go to joinrbo.com. I would love to see you in the community. We have a free Facebook group. It's called The Network. So you can find us on Facebook. You can join that for free. We have our inner circle where we have a couple Zoom calls every single month. There's some accountability group stuff. There's what we call pocket coaching calls or motivational Monday calls, where we send you a message that's, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes. Could be tactical, could just be motivational. We have an app as well with the inner circle. And then we have our family level where we meet up with our family members, you know, 4 times a year for a couple days, where we mastermind together. We collectively put our brains together to try to level up and serve each other and, you know, help each other out, get to the next level. And that's in life, that's in business, that's in health, that's in their spirituality, right? It's in all aspects. So guys, like I said, keep kicking ass. I'll see you next week. Do yourself a favor and start making some better decisions. Love you.